Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're in Londinium. It's a beautiful spring evening in 91 AD. We have our second cup of wine. The centurions are still here in the wine bar, not going home as they ordinarily would because such a beautiful night. And there's excitement in town. We have some new goods come in from Gaul. And there's a lot of shopping going on late, some bargaining. So there's a sense of commerce. This is Londinium. We only tell people we have a population of 30,000, but it's much larger than that. It moves around because we're a trading port. However, Germanicus and I are here not to pretend to be the Chamber of Commerce for Londinium, but to talk about the 21st century. There's been much activity this last week, all of it anticipated by Germanicus. However, it involves some major symbols that appear over the next 2,000 years, always echoing the Roman Empire. Oh, yes, we are good Romans. We don't work. The Greeks work for us, thankfully. Domitian is the emperor, and Domitian is not well-liked by the Senate, and that will eventually lead to his early exit. However, we look ahead to 2,000 years to the trouble in the 21st century, and there might be something positive to say this week about the Ukrainian conflict with Russia because of a meeting in the Vatican. I remind all of you the Vatican has, what you'd have to say, eerie resonance with Rome once upon a time. I believe they're called Romans, and it's called the Holy Roman Catholic Church. You understand, there's a uniformity here that appeals to us Romans that we turn into some aspect of the institution of the Catholic Church. But, Germanicus, a very good evening to you. The scene is the Vatican. The occasion is the funeral of Pope Francis, Francesco, as the Italians say. And in attendance are 127 representatives of 127 sovereign states. Two of them are the United States of America, represented by Mr. Trump, president, and Mrs. Zelensky, representing Ukraine. Mr. Macron was there as well. At some point in the day's events, and there was a procession from the Vatican to the burial chamber, 5 kilometers, I believe, so it took some time. At some point in the day, I do not have the time, we have an image that will be forever part of the Trump administration's second term. The president of the United States in a blue suit, hunched over in a single chair, no arms on the chair, leaning forward, talking very sincerely and intimately with Mr. Zelensky. No aides, no translators, no one standing around, no security guards in sight, in the middle of what appears to be a mosaic floor, very symmetrical. And we're told later on they were discussing about the fate of Ukraine. We don't know the terms, but we do know prior to that conversation, there was expectation that Crimea would be annexed by Russia and that that would be the moment that Ukraine and Russia held fire. We don't know now because Mr. Trump has said some things that suggest the conversation is not entirely one direction. In other words, this isn't entirely about Ukraine surrendering. It might also be Russia making concessions. So, Germanicus, All of this you anticipated. It's in slow motion. But that scene at the Vatican, Germanicus, you've talked of Tilsit before. Remind the audience what Tilsit is and what happened there. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Gaius. So in Tilsit in 1807, Alexander I of Russia, Tsar of all the Russians, met with Napoleon Bonaparte, who was at that time Emperor of the French. Not Emperor of anything else, by the way. Emperor of the French. And he met with Alexander, and they arranged something more than a ceasefire. And in fact, what they were able to bring about would be an arrangement that lasted for some years until it fell apart eventually and Napoleon disastrously, calamitously invaded Russia. But that meeting was an opportunity for two giants to try and arrange the nature of a post-war world. And what we see in contrast in the Vatican is the American Roman Emperor in an unimpeachably august Roman setting, speaking intimately to an American vassal, a client king. And this client king, Mr. Zelensky, has reached the end of his usefulness to the United States. He was feted and celebrated and elevated for these past 3 years because he was such an electric, almost neon symbol of the American will to extend its vision of the Redeemer Nation all the way through Eurasia. In other words, Zelensky represented and stood for the cutting edge of America's, I think at this point, last attempt, final attempt, to bring about an apocalyptic realization for humanity, where in effect, the last of the dictators, Russia, and then inevitably following Russia, China would need to make its peace with us, and everyone else would say, the U.S., this is the way. There is only one way. And so to see the American emperor meeting with his client king and essentially telling him, as I can only imagine it transpired, telling him that this dance, this, you know, processional was over and that it's time to end it. And I think that is, in effect, the only pathway that this emperor can take. In a way, it reminds me a bit of Hadrian as he succeeded the great conqueror Emperor Trajan. Hadrian immediately gave up the final conquests of Trajan, which, in fact, included a major part of the East. It included all of Mesopotamia, and he just gave it up because it could not have been held. And what's become clear over the last several years, but essentially critically in the last year and a half, is that NATO's attempt to bring down Russia has failed, but also its beachhead in Ukraine to continue to pester and degrade Russia is no longer sustainable. In other words, the United States needs to leave the beachhead. If Europe wants to cling to it, that's another story. But the fact is that this particular landing, this particular assault on the the Slavic world, on the world of the great Rus, has failed. Mr. Trump knows that. He also knows that his presidency cannot survive the United States continuing a war whose outcome is already preordained. And he cannot at all costs allow his presidency to be the culprit for this defeat. In other words, the defeat has to be acknowledged while it is still possible for Mr. Trump to say this is a defeat that came to roost because of the feckless and reckless policies of his predecessor, Mr. Biden. So the previous emperor had launched on a wholly impossible tilting at windmills, and a kind of imperial tilting at windmills at that, and that this was over. This is simply my interpolation of what was said, it would be consonant with the interests of America and of course of Mr. Trump himself as the leader, not being left with a situation in which America has again been defeated in the most remarkable turning, the most remarkable reversal of fortunes that America has experienced, at least since Vietnam, but actually greater than Vietnam, because this has been America going to war with its NATO allies against Russia through the thin veil and dispensation of a proxy, and that has failed completely. And so the time to leave is now, while it is still possible to leave, and to hell with what the specific terms might be for such a final concordat or treaty or whatever, because the only thing worse than getting out of Ukraine now would be for the U.S. to stay in it.
Three small items, Germanicus. One, Tilsit, they met on a raft in a river, meaning that they were neither here nor there. Meeting at the Vatican is neither here nor there. That is another understanding of reality. Second, Macron appeared momentarily, I believe, in the gathering together. And there's somewhere there's a laughter in heaven, I believe. Napoleon saying, see, 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 I had it right. They brushed France off because... And then the third thing I observe, and it's perhaps going to come to something later, is that during the 1960s, there was a very famous movie called Spartacus. Many have seen it. The younger people might not have. Kirk Douglas starred. Spectacular Roman toga movie in which our heroes win and then lose. New York had a cartoon about that time. I remember it vividly. It was New Yorker cartoon, black and white, drawing. There was a Roman legion to the left, to the right, and in front. And there was Spartacus, or someone who looked like Spartacus. He was sort of wearing animal hide, skins, saying to his little retinue gathered around him, they had, I think, hoes and things like that. He said, don't fear, righteousness is on our side. That's the joke of Spartacus, but it might as well be the joke of Ukraine. There was never a moment, Germanicus, where this was going to be successful.
No. No, it was impossible. And the biggest intellectual challenge that I face and that all of us as Americans should confront is the fact that apparently our leaders and all the minions supporting them all the courtiers, all the king's horses, and all the king's men could not see this. They could not admit it to themselves. The true terror of Ukraine from the standpoint of the U.S., and of course this isn't in any way to besmirch the terrible sacrifices of Ukraine on our behalf that we led them to, the slaughter that we led them to, which is unforgivable. No, but it is a confrontation that we need. When you have an imperial court and it a mass of courtiers, when it is spoken in the halls of power that this is a whole of government effort, that means tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are all engaged in pursuing the American national interest, and none of them apparently could come to the only possible assessment at that time, which is this was a loser. This was not winnable under any circumstances. And yet everyone within the corridors of power in those secret chambers surrounding the person of the emperor all whispered happy, supplicating words to the effect that, oh, we must do this. In the words of George Tenet, it's a slam dunk. And there is no excuse for that. There is no excuse for a slam dunk in the age of George Tenet. I mean, there's certainly no excuse for that in the age of Mr. Biden and his cubicularii, his eunuchs of the imperial bedchamber, who softly massaged his ego and said, this is our opportunity. It never was and never could be. How could we have fallen within our own thinking, within our own deliberation, for such a false apprehension?
We're going to Washington. There's politics there, but it's entertaining, not existential. Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batzler. This is Londinium on a beautiful fall evening. We're going to turn to Washington, D.C. and Elon Musk. And the Tesla earnings showed for the first quarter and panic in Tesla land and Musk exiting Doge. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.